And now it's time for the Long Island Abate Motorcycle Show. Here's your host, Jim Barr.
Hello, I'm Jim Barr of Long Island Abate. Thank you for joining us today. And today we have a special guest with us. He's a member of the motorcycle community. His name is LJ James. He's a member of the Road Reapers Motorcycle Club. And LJ is here today to share with us the motorcycle club etiquettes, basically do's and don'ts in the motorcycle world. As everybody's aware, Long Island Abate is a motorcycle rights organization, and it's an umbrella organization over all types of motorcyclists out there. So we like to specialize in all different types of groups that exist. So I'd like to welcome and thank LJ for joining us today to talk about the motorcycle club stuff.
All right. Well, good morning, Jim, and thank you. Thank you very much for having me here. I'm honored to be here. And people may or may not know, I've been active with Abate in the past. I'm a very big-time motorcycle rights advocate. I've been accused by more than one person that I don't fight for motorcycle rights. I fight for motorcycle club rights, which being involved in the club scene, I'm sure that the club problems, I try to focus on more. One of my big things I've spoken to people about over the years has been, you know, when places don't allow colors. And, you know, if you go to a bar or an event and they say no colors. I personally understand why people do it. It just doesn't make it correct, you know. People have said to me many times, well, people are afraid, you know, if they see too many members of a club, they get nervous. Well, that could be applied to any race or creed or anything like that. And bikers are a culture. So it's one of my big pet peeves right there. But I know today we're here to speak about motorcycle etiquette. Just kind of educate maybe like the first time. I guess we got a lot of people out there, I guess, nowadays who they watch Sons of Anarchy and shows like that. And they want to go to a motorcycle club event. Right. And they kind of have no idea what they do. They get there. I tell people, listen, one of the first rules is, listen, we all have that one friend who's a little bit of a drunken idiot. You know, don't bring him with you to the first time you go to a motorcycle club party. Leave him at home, right? Maybe the third or fourth time if you control him once you get to know a few people. But one of the big things, too, it's like I try to tell everybody, people say to me, people who don't know the motorcycle club world believe, I mean, respect in the motorcycle club world is very important. I personally think it's very important. I don't think it's the number one important thing, as a lot of people put it there. I think brotherhood and loyalty is what makes the motorcycle club world as great as it is. Okay. If you have brotherhood and loyalty, you're going to be respectful. I mean, anybody who is raised by a good father is going to be respectful, and they're going to have respect for their other fellow men and women out there. So I like to say brotherhood and loyalty, to me, is the most important thing in the motorcycle club world. A few things to know is, like, if you're going to your first party, go up and you see somebody, introduce yourself. If two people are talking, two club members, whatever, don't walk up in the middle of them and say, hi, I'm blah, 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 you know, and interrupt them. Wait until they're done talking, you know. Don't hover over them. Wait until they're done talking, come back to them. Okay. If you have sunglasses on, lift your sunglasses up. Look them in the eye. You know, a man looks another man in his eye when he's introducing himself to us, you know. It just kind of shows, hey, listen, I'm a man. I'm looking you in the eye. You're a man. And like I said, myself, I would say something like, how you doing? My name's LJ James with the Road Reapers MC. If I was upstate, out of state, you know, or whatever, I would say, you know, LJ James, Road Reapers MC, Long Island. Okay. I would do my title like that. Just simple things. Big thing, it's wintertime and all that. Don't shake hands with your gloves on. Take your gloves off, you know, shake hands that way. A lot of people find that disrespectful.
And I think that goes with all sorts of society when it comes to the gloves.
I think a lot of rules, I mean, don't be... don't go calling people bro and brother. A lot of people, listen, some people will tolerate it. Other people don't. Listen, their club members are their brothers, and okay, that's it. Don't call them bro, don't call them brother, unless you know them. You know, unless you know someone really good, they're not your brother, you know. If you're not in a club with them, don't call them brother.
So, in other words, that's kept within house then?
It's kept mostly within house, yes.
Okay. I mean,
most clubs are very, very serious with that. Okay. You know, some will let it slide if someone's been around for a while, been a friend of the club, and they call them bro, you know. I go by the name your bro LJ James, you know.
Right.
Which I tell
you
people.
Everybody's well done.
So another topic I'd bring up is, like I said, when you're at your first party, all right, or maybe your second party, just because you met someone at the first party,
right,
don't expect them to be your best friend the next time.
Okay.
You know, sometimes people want to see who's going to come around. There are people out there like myself who's very friendly. You know, hey, how you doing? Good to meet you. You know, hey, listen, it's great. and we have a good time.
And I'd like to attest to that personally, because since the day I met you, you've opened your arms, welcomed me into the motorcycle community from the first day.
Well,
and, you know, it's something that always stood out to me, how you reached out to make everybody you've met feel a part of the community, and I personally appreciate it.
I love Long Island. Long Island's my home. I've grown up here. I've left Long Island. I've come back to Long Island. I love it. I love riding here. You know, I love, you know, once in a while I go upstate and all that, but I mostly stick to Long Island. One of the things I say is, like, there's a lot of great things that go on upstate, but you can go upstate and go to a party, but there's a million things going on Long Island. You can go to 3-4 parties here at a weekend and have a great time. So I try to stay to that, and I always try to help people out. Like I said, like here, a lot of times people come to me and they say they want to start a club, you know. How do I start a club, you know? I tell them, I say, first thing you do, you know, before you start a club is go around and meet the clubs. Go to events, you know. Why do you want to start a club? Do you want to start a club just because you don't want to prospect for one? You know, and I try to explain, prospecting for a club is a lot easier than starting a new club. And a lot of people have come to me and said to me afterwards, you know, we wanted to start a club. You told us it was easy to prospect. You know, we had 10 guys and we started. Now we got 2 guys, you know, and the same 2 guys, these 2 guys did all the work while the other guys just kind of sat around. You know, it's easier to prospect. Find a club that's established and it's been around for a while and they've already gone through the growing pains and they can help you out. And if you find that you do want to start a club, I mean, a lot of people come to me and say, do I have to ask permission? Do I have to ask permission? It's not so much asking permission as it is showing a sign of respect by going to the other clubs and saying, hey, listen, we're looking to start a club. Why wouldn't you do that in any form, in any walk of life? I mean, if you're looking to do something, go find out information, especially if you don't know what you're talking about. You don't want to start a club that has a similar name to another club that already exists.
Okay.
You don't want your patch looking just like someone else's patch. Whether it's incident, you know, it's an accident or whatever, it's just, you know, it's common courtesy.
How about
showing respect?
How about the subject of patches? How about identifying the difference between patches? I noticed that some people have a patch on their left breast for the first year. Then we have some people have a one-piece patch, a three-piece patch.
Generally, most clubs, different areas, like I said, I try to explain to people, different areas do things differently. Some areas, like here on Long Island, you'll have the first year you'll wear a front patch. Then you'll have a back patch. Some people stay at a full back patch. Others want to move on. It depends what kind of club you are if you've decided. I've had people say to me, like, oh, that club over there, you know, they're a bunch of posers. And I'll say, well, why are they a bunch of posers? Well, because, you know, their husbands and wives and their kids and all that, and they all ride. It's like, well, they're not posing. That's exactly who they are. That's what they want to be. They're a family club. They're not pretending to be anything else. A poser is someone who pretends to be something he's not. Okay. So they're being exactly what they are. So maybe they want to be a one-piece family club. That's fine. Maybe you want to be a three-piece club, which is a little more serious, a little more dedication, you know. A lot of clubs, I try to explain to people, like, a lot of people think that you got to give everything up. Like, oh, you know, I want to join a club, I have to give everything up. Most clubs, you know, every club's different. You know, club I'm involved with is we're a club, we're family, we're job. You know, everything's got to be equal, because basically if a person, I look at it like this myself, my opinion, if a person is no good to their family, you know, if your daughter's sick, but you're over here drinking beer with me, I don't know if you're, you know, you're not a, that's not a good father, you know, to me, right. Anyway, you know, so how are you going to be a good brother, you know, if you're not a good family member? That's it. If you don't have a job, if you lose your job because you're spending all the time with the club, well, then again, you know, you're going to be broke and you're going to lose everything. So you're kind of going to be worthless that way too. So it's a matter of prioritizing things. I mean, if you want to be, just dedicate your life to the club, some people do that. That's it. The club is their life. And that's a commitment that you got to make sure you're going to make, and that's what you want to do. And listen, I mean, there's nothing wrong with anything. Anywhere you want to be, from independent to one percenter, that's fine. Just learn first. And you start off by going to events and shaking someone's hand and lifting up your glasses and taking off your glove and doing it right.
Okay.
That's how it all starts out. You know, too many people want to just jump right in. So because they watch Sons of Anarchy again, you know, and they think it's exciting. Listen, it's a great life, but the key thing is brotherhood and loyalty. And the most people I've talked to in the world who feel brotherhood the most are the people who give brotherhood. You know, I've always had a saying, you can't, you know, feel brotherhood unless you're willing to give brotherhood. If you're not the guy who, if you're not going to be around you're not going to feel the brotherhood. If you're not willing to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go help your brother who broke down on the side of the road, you know, you're not giving brotherhood. You're probably not going to get it back. You know, it's part of it. I don't want to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning right now, you know. But I mean, listen, this is what you do. It's instinct. You get up and you go. That's all of it. You get the call from your brother, you go and you help him out. Hey, listen, I'm over here. My car broke down. My bike broke down. Whatever it is, you go there to help him. Hey, listen, I'm moving this week. Can you help me out? That's what, you know, same thing you would do for your brothers, your sisters, your aunts, your uncles. It's a family.
And right, so obviously there's a common bond amongst people of a similar interest.
And you know what? I try to tell people, I get people all the time and say, you know, I was in a club and, you know, I didn't feel it. I didn't get it. And I tell you, listen, I've been in a couple of clubs and I felt it. I felt it. And it's not something I could live without. It has to be, you know, it's not something, you know, that I could just ever imagine not having, you know, not having brothers call me up and saying, hey, what are you doing today? You want to go for a ride? You want to go here? I mean, all the time having, having options of what to do, where to go, you know, where we ride into today. I mean, to me, it's just, it's an amazing feeling. And when you really have it, you know it. If you don't really have it, well, then you're missing something. And so, you know.
I can relate with that. So I want to remind everybody, though today's subject is about clubs, it's not necessary that you must join a club in order to participate in the motorcycle community. No, and a great opportunity is Long Island Abate. You know, we're over 800 strong, multifaceted. We're over 800 strong, and we have such a wide variety of riders amongst us. We have several clubs that have joined. You know, their whole clubs have come in. We have members of different clubs that have joined. We have mostly independent riders. But when everybody comes to the Long Island Abate event, it's a Long Island Abate event. It doesn't matter if you came on a scooter, a trike, a panhead, or a brand new motorcycle. It's
or on
it's
your
all,
feet,
just,
you know?
Just all people in. Enjoying the motorcycle community together. So, you know, I just want everybody to know, though, that Long Island Abate, although is supported by many clubs and does support anybody on a motorcycle, feel welcome to come and start out with Abate and get to know all the types of
people in the area.
Riders that are out there, and then you can choose other paths or make alliances with other groups if you choose
to. I tell people a lot of times, you know, they come and they say, oh, you know, I'm interested in the club world and all that. I say, listen, just come around, be a friend of the club. You know, some of the greatest members I've seen over the years are guys who hung out 6 months, a year, got to know people. And listen, it don't hurt if you decide to step up and you want to be a prospect, you know, or hang around or a prospect. It don't hurt to have been the guy who's been hanging around a year helping everybody out. Now that you're a prospect. And another thing I like to say, listen, a lot of people have the wrong idea when it comes to prospecting is not a, it's not a fraternity. It's not a hazing thing, you know. You're a potential brother. I think one of the problems where prospecting gets a bad rap is because the people talk about it the most are the people who didn't make it. Okay. So they're like, oh, this was terrible. It was so rough and all that. Yeah, it was rough because, you know what, it's because it wasn't for you, you know. It wasn't your thing, you know. You're, you know, some people are just, they have that I'm above everything attitude. And listen, if you're above helping out and being a part of things, then you know what, it's probably not for you.
I would, well, as you know, I'm not in a club. I've never prospect. But I would, from the outside looking in, I would perceive prospecting as an opportunity to earn the position in the club.
Well, that's exactly what it
rather
is.
Rather than just being appointed. Yeah, you know, wouldn't appreciate it as much if you were just appointed.
It's more of getting to know people. It's getting to know each other. And listen, maybe the club's for you, maybe it's not for you. I mean, it's nothing wrong with going and prospecting for a club for a few months and saying, hey, you know what, maybe this just isn't for me. Maybe you want more. Maybe you want a little bit more. Maybe you want something less. But the idea is to find out where you belong, like anything else in this world. Listen, you don't marry, at least I don't, you know, marry the first woman you meet, you know. You date a girl for a while, you take her out to dinner, and all of a sudden you go, you know what? Ah, this chick ain't for me, you know. I mean, it's like that. You go out there, you meet, you know, meet different people, and you find out where you fit in and what's best for you. And that's what I recommend to everybody. You'll know it. You'll know it. I mean, people come around, they hang out, and they're friends of the club. And then all of a sudden, you see them one day, they come over, and they're like, hey, LJ, you know what? This is where I want to be. There's no place. When I'm home, I'm always thinking about being here. You know, when I'm not here, you know, I'm wondering what you guys are doing. I want to be part of this. And that's when you know it's for you.
How about talking about your club a little bit? Where you you have a clubhouse on the East
End? Well, yeah, we got a clubhouse at all. We're in Riverhead. We're known as the Riverhead Crew, the Road Reapers, MC Riverhead Crew. We have an event coming up in August 3rd. I got it right here. It's called the Rally in Riverhead, and that's one of our big events for the year. I mean, we go kind of all out for that, and it's going to be at the Riverhead Elks Lodge. I hope I know you guys know that. You spend many times there.
Yep.
I think it's where I met most of the debate members originally. It's a great time. 50-50s, vendors, raffles, bike games, tattoos. I mean, it's going to start at 12 noon. It's on August 3rd. And just come on down. I mean, we have a NYC. If you like heavy metal, this is an NYC-style metal music matinee featuring Lower the Veil, Resolution 15, Honor Among Thieves. And we got a special guest coming. I know the special guest. I can't give it up. But this guy is going to – this guy's insane. I mean, so come on out. Enjoy it. I mean, you know, like I said, it's – could be a great time.
And what's the date on it?
August 3rd.
Okay.
August 3rd. So come on out and check that out. Okay. One of the things I want to bring up, too, here is quite often I get, I'm sure you get the same thing, whether it's just motorcyclists or it's motorcycle colors. You know, somebody will come to me and say, hey, listen, I went to this bar the other night, and they told me no colors. And I always find it ironic where you get the guys who don't stand and back the guys up who were in clubs. You know, when they go to a bar and they say, oh, this guy, they wouldn't allow any motorcycles because I'm wearing a motorcycle jacket. But then they go to a bar that doesn't allow colors, you know. To me, it's like very hypocritical. Boycotting a place that doesn't want you there, to me, I just never got. You know, people say, oh, listen, I'm going to boycott that place. They don't allow colors over there, you know, so I'm going to boycott them. No, don't boycott them. Make them understand that is the law. By law, they have to allow you in there, all right? It is against the law to not allow someone in there because of race, religion, association, or of clothing. So this falls under New York State, not just the American Constitution, but the New York State Constitution. People cannot bar you from a place or a bar. They can't bar you from a bar because you belong to a motorcycle club or you associate with a motorcycle club. They just can't do it. So know your rights and, you know, document it. I've been to places where they said, hey, listen, you can't come in. And I go, oh, really? I'm not allowed in here? Are you sure about that? I've met the owner. What's your name? So as I said, I'm going to make sure that everybody on Long Island knows that motorcycle clubs aren't allowed in here. Okay? So I want to make sure that you get full credit for this when the owner wants to know about it. All right, you can go in.
Really?
You know, and people change their mind real quick. A lot of people just don't know because I've dealt with this situation many, many times. I know me and you have been together in different places where people have been against just motorcyclists in general. And I find it, you know, like I said, people got to remember, we're all connected. We're all connected. When they ban one of us, they're banning all of us. Because you think when they say no motorcycle club colors, and they get rid of all the motorcycle clubs aren't allowed there, then all of a sudden they're going to slowly start saying, oh, how about we get rid of all the motorcyclists too? I mean, we're all connected, and we have to remember that. I mean, I love the island, and like I say, it's one island, and we're all united here, and I've got friends from sport bike clubs, independent, and, you know, people stay in touch with each other, and that's how we keep our strength, by standing together. You know, it's a whole thing. It's a unity. You stand for something or you fall for nothing. So I also have going on here, this is my, I don't know, you know what, I've been doing this for a couple of years. Yeah, this is my fifth year. I do a thing every year I do on the last Wednesday in June. It's called Forget Work, Let's Ride Day.
Okay.
Many people have asked me, is this just a glorified, senior cut day? And I say, well, pretty much yes, all right? That's, you know, to be honest, it definitely is. This year, it's Wednesday, June 25th. It's going to start at Renew Powder Coating, 105 Alder Street in West Babylon. That's when it starts here. Between 9:30 and 10 a.m. is going to be some, you know, light breakfast. But basically, you people can ride with us. They can ride on their own. I mean, we're trying to make this a worldwide holiday.
Okay.
I want this to be the day everybody just takes off and they go out riding. The idea started years ago. One of my best friends, I was a club brother, and it was Big Tom. And I had lost my license for a period of time, and I just got it back.
You misplaced it?
I misplaced it, okay. Pretty much. Let's say that. I misplaced it for a little while, and I just got it back. So I saw Tom, and he's like, oh, I guess we're going riding. And I was like, I got to go to work. And Tom, being very persistent, said something really similar. It sounded very similar to forget work, let's ride.
Okay.
You know, it's real similar to that. So I remember thinking at that moment, like, you know what? I could always ride with him another day. I really got to work. I got to make up some time over there. And I said, you know what? It's a beautiful day out. I just got my license back. I haven't been riding in a while. Let's go ride. Let's do this. You know, and I said, let's just do it. And we went out, and we had one of those days where anybody who's truly ridden a motorcycle knows every once in a while there's that perfect day of riding where you just have a great time. We rode all over Long Island. We ended up in Montauk, had something to eat. Great time, man. It was just a great, great day of riding. Shortly after, Tom was killed. He was killed while riding his bike. Somebody hit him. We don't know exactly the reasons. If they were texting, if they were drinking, we don't know. I don't know what exactly happened. All I know is that he was killed. After that, I remember thinking, like, wow, you know, I'm glad I took that day and put everything else to the side and went out riding with my brother, you know, and had that great day to always remember. As I thought about it over the year, I said, you know what? That was the last Wednesday in June. So I decided, you know, let's start a day where it's dedicated to not just I always say that the spirit of the day is senior skip day, just taking off work and jumping out and going, let's go riding. But the heart of the day is to go riding with those you care about, to go riding, make it a day to go riding with the people you've never ridden with. You know, some of the person you always say, me and you got to go riding together one day. Okay. Let's take this day and make that the day that we're going to do that. Basically, it's going to go from Renew. We're going to go to the Montaukit. If you know the Montaukit, it's a beautiful,
I love the
beautiful
Montaukit.
Place. You know, beautiful place. They're going to have you know, food and drinks out there to have a good time. And then at nighttime, if you want, it's going to be Full Throttle has their bike night. I'm sponsoring it. You know, we get Work Let's Ride Day sponsoring it that night, so we will be over there. So if you have to work, you know, hey, listen, not everybody can take off work. I don't want anybody losing their job or anything like that. So, you know, and blaming it on me, you know, especially, you know, I'm blaming it on me if you take the day off and lose your job.
Well, I get plenty of vacation time, so I'll be there.
I want people to know that, like I said, I do have a lot of things coming up just next month. I do my show, the Oh Yeah Show, which everybody knows. If you want to check it out, you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanBikerX. So you can check me out. All my information's right there for that show. First Tuesday, this is going to be the 3rd. It's actually June 3rd. I do the Boutique and Ink. I DJ over there, their bike night. It's 7 p.m. at McGoverner's Bar and Grill, 1487 Montauk Highway. June 8th, I will be DJing the Long Island Hells Angels MC 19th Annual Pig Roast at their Henry Street Clubhouse. I'm going to be DJing in between sets by a great band, Sea Monster. The gates open at noon over there at Henry Street. On June 12th, the second Thursday of the month, it's going to be out in East Hampton. This is one of those projects I took on because I'm a little stupid sometimes, you know. Everybody always, there was no bike nights out East Hampton. So I started one up with a good friend of mine, Dino, who does tattoos. He's got a tattoo place out there.
Okay.
So if you want to check that out, it's going to be at Dino's. That is 3 Fort Pond Boulevard in East Hampton. So it's an East Hampton bike night. Listen, let me tell you, it's a great ride out there. These guys put out free burgers and all that, free drinks and everything. You come out there, this little donation bucket. Everybody has a good time. It's over his place. If you want to get a tattoo, you can get a tattoo. Obviously, Wednesday the 25th is the Forget Work, Let's Ride Day. And again, the Road Reapers MC present the Rally in Riverhead, which is Sunday, August 3rd, from noon to 6 p.m. at the Riverhead Elks Lodge. I hope to see everybody out there. I mean, listen, it's a great year. Let's have a lot of fun riding. Let's be safe. I mean, you know, I want to say, too, you know, I know I said before a little bit, but I'm very glad a bait has gone, you know, bait of Long Island. And because there's so many issues, I feel that, you know, Long Island, I love New York State. You know, listen, I love the whole state. But Long Island is its own animal, and it has its own issues that don't apply. And I'd like to say, you know, I'm really happy for you guys that you've started a chapter, but you started the Long Island Abate. And I think there's a lot of work for you ahead of you.
Well, thank you. We're very glad that we took this on, made this decision. We are still supporters of Abate of New York.
Absolutely.
There's no animosity between the organizations.
As
you said, the geographical differences between upstate and Long Island are just so different. We had to do our own entity. We're about 827 strong at the moment since January 1st. It took me so long to get an appointment with a particular elected official. I was trying and trying. I couldn't get one in. I rode down to Washington, D.C. and made an appointment with his staff there for his home office. So I went in and I didn't feel very welcome, and then the first question I was asked is, how many members do I represent? So I said, 500, and he says, no, I mean locally. I says, well, I represent 500 locally, right here in Suffolk and Nassau County. Oh, please have a seat.
Absolutely.
What a difference.
Politicians.
So that's why we need the numbers.
Yeah, politicians want to know who's going to vote for them.
Exactly.
And if you have a lot of votes, that they're going to help work with you.
That's why we need the memberships from everybody. And if anybody would like to join us, they can go to our website at longislandabate.org, and you can sign up as a member. It's only $20 a year, and you can pay with PayPal. Sign right there. Our monthly membership meetings are held at the Cathedral Pines County Park in Middle Island. The meetings start at 7:30, but at 6:30, we put out a free barbecue before each meeting.
Oh, yeah.
So you're certainly going to get your money's worth. So, you know, come on out and join us. We need the support. Like LJ said, the strength is in the numbers.
It absolutely is. And I just want to say, too, if anybody's interested in, you know, we have different events, the Road Reapers MC. We have chapters, different chapters across the country. But you can go to roadreapernation.com and check us out, learn about the club, and, you know, say hi.
Okay. Well, LJ, I'd like to thank you for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here, man. I hope to come back again sometime.
And I'd like to get a message out there to all the motorists out there. I'd like to remind you once again, please, you know, look twice, save a life. Motorcycles are everywhere. If you're looking for a car and you see a motorcycle, you don't always perceive that as a threat. It's a psychological thing. However, if you're looking for the motorcycle and you see the motorcycle, you will recognize it as a threat, and that'll keep you from violating the right-of-way of the motorcyclist. So please, look for motorcycles when you're driving. All right, we're going to go to break now so we can get a word from our sponsors. And we'll be back shortly to talk about the upcoming events this week.
If you ride, you likely know the name Mitchell Proner, the attorney who handles more motorcycle accident cases each year than the average lawyer sees in a lifetime. A longtime biker and advocate for riders' rights, Mitchell has settled or tried motorcycle cases to verdicts in at least 30 New York County Supreme Courts. But what you might not be aware of is his unmatched pro bono record with many motorcycle rights organizations, including Long Island Abate. That's why they recommend Mitchell's latest free rider resource, the Motorcyclist's Handbook. Each page delivers strategies for staying safe and making sure you and your family are prepared in the unfortunate event of a motorcycle accident. So grab your free copy today at bikerhelp.com or call 1-800-PRO-LAW-1. For the last 25 years, motorcycle accident victims and their families have turned to Mitchell for advice. Remember, if you or a loved one is injured in a motorcycle accident, call 1-800-PRO-LAW-1 or visit bikerhelp.com. And don't forget to grab the Motorcyclist's Handbook for free. Again, call 1-800-PRO-LAW or bikerhelp.com.
Attention contractors and all business owners. Not happy with your insurance agent or broker? Are you just paying too much? Specialized Insurance opens at 7 a.m. A five-minute call can save you up to 50%. Call 631-758-6780. We insure all types of businesses, including property, workers' comp, and liability. Specialized Insurance can even package all your policies together. Any business, any size. We don't charge fees for certificates or New York Comp fund renewal. Celebrating 22 years in business. Are you tired of paying too much for your auto, home, flood, motorcycle, or any of your insurance? Just one call does it all. Call Specialized Insurance at 631-758-6780 for all of your insurance needs, including life and health and anything else. More coverage, less money. There's no need to go anywhere else. Let Specialized Insurance help you save with over 50 companies to choose from. We do the shopping for you. We also have homeowners warranties. Never pay for a repair again. Call 631-758-6780 or log on to specializedinsurance.com.
Download our app at smmm.us.
Need a motorcycle license? Get one in less than 3 hours for experienced riders. Avoid the tickets or having your bike impounded. Get legal the quick and easy way at Steve's Motorcycle School. Thinking about riding? Lessons are one-on-one. No group training. Patient-friendly instructors teach at your ability, not you keeping up with a group. Easy-to-ride motorcycles are supplied that are perfect to learn on. Steve's also offers discounts for motorcycle club members and groups. Visit online at stevesmotorcycleschool.com or call 631-REV-RIDE. That's 631-738-7433.
Over 20 years of motorcycle training experience, licensed by New York State DMV.
All right, this morning we have a couple of events going on. We have First Generation holding their event, and we also have Indian Larry holding their event from Brooklyn to the Emporium in Patchogue. As you know, last week we had Elisa Seager on the show with us talking all about Aiden's Run. Okay, and we have no other rides during the week, except for next Sunday. We do have the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club Long Island is having their summer pig roast and barbecue, which, LJ, you elaborated on earlier.
June 8th, yeah, it's a great event.
And just great one time. More time, what's the date of your Forget Work, Let's Ride today?
That is June 25th, and it's going to start at Renew Powder Coating between 9:30 and 10.
And one other ride I like to mention about Long Island Abate is a very big ride for us coming up. It's the Veterans Appreciation Run. It's going to be on June 22nd, and it's going to start at the Riverhead Elks Lodge from 9 to 11, and then we're going to ride out to Montauk, where we're going to have a ceremony out there. This is a very important run because all the proceeds from this run are going to be matched by three separate supporters. So last year we raised $10,000, and three separate organizations matched it to give us a total of $40,000 wow. that we gave out to 16 local veteran organizations. And there's no cap on these matches. So whatever we raise, it's going to be matched. So we're setting the bar high this year, and we want to raise a lot more money. If you show up with a motorcycle, it's $20. That means $80 is going into the coffers. So please come out and join us, support us. If you can't make it that day, you can go on our website, and you could make a donation specifically for the Long Island Veterans Appreciation Run. So if you know you're not going to be able to make it, you want to go to the website, put $10 down, that's a $40 donation. So please support this any way you can. And we are happy to say that Searle's Fish House out in Amagansett has cleared all their issues with the building code violations. And as of last week, they are open for business. So Searle, I'd like to thank you very much for offering to host us again. We will have the after party at Searle's Fish House. And I do want to say that besides feeding us with all the best food out there, Searle personally gave us a $2,000 donation for the organization, of course turned into $8,000. So Searle, we're looking forward to seeing you on June 22nd. And that wraps it up. I'd like to thank everybody for listening this week. And I'd like to remind you to join us next Sunday at 7 a.m. for more of the Long Island Abate Motorcycle Show.
Hi, this is Doug Gray of the Marshall Tucker Band. Always keep your eyes open for motorcycles. This message is brought to you by my buddies at Long Island Abate.
Well, I might go get me a new tattoo, or take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why?